If the state of New York wants to lift its children out of poverty, it should put its focus on their parents at the same time, according to a new Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count Policy Report. The report says what's called a two-generation approach is needed to give families tools to get on a track to better economic opportunities. It's an approach that Dr. Sheila Smith of Columbia University's National Center for Children in Poverty says policymakers on both sides of the aisle should get behind, despite last week's polarizing election returns.
I think that, in fact, doing the right thing for and by young children has now become a bipartisan issue.
She says New York helps low-income working families with a refundable earned income tax credit, but does them no favors by not keeping child care co-payments below 10% of a family's income. The report says nearly half of the nation's young children are growing up in lower-income households. Some of the other obstacles low-income working families face include inflexible and unpredictable jobs, and Smith says too many of them don't offer high enough wages to support a family.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we need to use multiple policies to help families move out of poverty, and certainly for working poor families, a higher minimum wage is critical.
She says although the two-generation approach isn't brand new, it took off in the 1990s when pressure was on for welfare reform, its time has come.
On both sides, the set of supports for children and the set of supports for parents, we know more than we did 15 and 20 years ago. So there is a lot more optimism.
She says New York's minimum wage is not sufficient to lift a family with a full-time working parent and two children above the poverty line. I'm Mark Shearer, New York News Connection.